engine.
Car number 15, Joe Leonard, San Jose, California, leading in points in the United States Auto Club Championship Circuit. 2,550 points of today. Joe Leonard will try to protect that lead from the man in car number one, Al Unser of Albuquerque, New Mexico, the defending champion. He trails by 350 points. And as the field of 28 goes growling into motion and starts moving around the Trenton Speedway, we are getting set for event number 10 along the 11 race circuit for United States Auto Club Championship cars. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Keith Jackson here at the Trenton Speedway. And if the race this afternoon is as exciting as the events that have occurred during practice and qualifying, it should be a memorable event. Also today on ABC's Wide World of Sports, you will see the reigning world figure skate champions in performance from Léon France. But right now, let's bring in Bill Donella to bring us up to date on some of the excitement that happened just prior to the start of this race.
Keith, I've never seen so much trouble for some of the main drivers. First of all, A.J. Foyt had an engine seize up, but he was able to replace that engine, and he's in the race.
It was an old engine they put in the car, and he was able to qualify only for the eighth row. Another driver who had his problems was veteran Lloyd Ruby, who took a spin into the infield off the dogleg and wound up in a foot-deep puddle left there as a result of the rains that have been falling intermittently for the past week since last week's rainout. Jack Beckley and his crew had quite a time getting the car prepared to run once again, having to clean out every bit of it from the water in which it had landed. Joe Leonard's mount also had some problems. It blew a turbocharger shaft, and Johnny Caples, his chief mechanic, had to replace that car, doing a job many thought was impossible. Replacing the shaft on the scavenger pump while the engine was still in it, and while Joe Leonard was standing first on one foot, then the other, watching the activity. Mark Donahue lost control in the backstretch during his qualifying run, fishtailing first, then leaving the path, and going finally through another small puddle. He was later able to qualify, but only for second place, not the pole for which he'd been shooting. And that, Keith, is some of the drama before the race.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. You had quite an interesting little game between Bobby Unser and Mark Donahue in the qualifying, each of them shuffling around trying to wait until the other had declared himself because each of them wanted the pole. As it turned out, Bobby Unser got the pole, qualifying at 158.7 miles an hour. Mark Donahue, car number 66 outside at 157.8. A.J. Foyt, car number 9, you just saw, with that old engine in his car, having trouble getting it all together. If he gets out of the pits in time, he'll come streaking along trying to get back in the pack. Meantime, let us set the rest of the grid for you. In the second row, the defending national champion, car number 1, Al Unser, qualified at 156+. Outside second row, car number 20, Steve Krisilov. In row number 3, inside, car number 42, Swede Savage. Outside, car number 16, Gary Bettenhausen. In row number 4, car number 3 is inside, driven by Jim McElraith. Car number 10, driven by Dick Simon, is outside. In row number 5, car number 8 is Art Pollard. Outside, car number 32 is Bill Vukovich. In row number 6, car number 15, the man we'll be watching this afternoon, Joe Leonard, leading in the national points, car number 15. Outside, row number 6, car number 22 is Wally Dallenbach. Mario Andretti in car number 5. In row number 7 inside, there you see A.J. Foyt running hard, trying to get back into the pack, catch up, and move back to his inside starting position in row number 8. A.J. Foyt, row number 8 inside. Car number 4, George Snyder, the 1971 USAC Dirt Champion, is outside in that row. Lloyd Ruby sits behind A.J. Foyt in row 9. Roger McCluskey outside on row number 9. Mile and a half, paved. 300 miles, and here comes Foyt working his way now past the field and looking for his running mate in row number 8. George Snyder, and he's found him. Joe Leonard leads in the national points with 2,550, the defending national champion. Al Unser with 2,200. Joe Leonard has won one race. Al Unser has won 5 times. Let's see if Shem Malone gives him the green. Here we go with the Trenton 300. Turn 1, working through turn 2, it is Bobby Unser in first place. Mark Donahue is in second place. Al Unser is third. Swede Savage 4. Gary Bettenhausen is 5. Mario Andretti, Joe Leonard dicing for 6. Everybody makes it through the dogleg. Bobby Unser pulling away. Mark Donahue running second. Bobby Unser started on the pole, and he started six times on the pole in the championship car series this year. At the end of lap one, it is Bobby Unser. Mark Donahue is second. Al Unser is third. Sweet Savage, four. And Gary Bettenhausen is in fifth spot. Dan Gurney told me before the race, it's an old car, an old Eagle that Bobby Unser's driving, but it's fast. And car number three is dropping out of it. That's Jim McElroy, who won the first California 500. So the veteran from Arlington, Texas, apparently is going to have a short race today as he pulls off the track and goes inside. Meantime, let's look back at the field. Here comes Bobby Unser in car number two. He holds the track record here at the Trenton Speedway. Said a week ago, before the race was rained out at 161 plus. And you can see how much of a lead he has opened up on the field. The leader, Bobby Unser. Tom Seaver, car number 79, way back at the field. He fell off the pace, but he's got his equipment going again.
Has moved up into third place now in the field, so let's very quickly set it for you at this point. Bobby Unser, car number two, has the lead. There's Mark Donahue in his Roger Penske car, the McLaren. He's dropped back to fourth place. Al Unser is second. Sweet Savage is third. Donahue, four. Gary Bettenhausen up in fifth spot now. And Billy Bukovich in car number 32 has moved up to challenge. He is now running in number six spot. But certainly the two men we want to be watching here this afternoon are Joe Leonard and Al Unser, as they are the leaders in the national points chase. At the end of that rainbow, some 35,000 extra bucks. That's worth thinking about. We have had no mishaps to this time. This one of the fastest, in fact, the fastest field ever for a Trenton 300 or for any race here at the Trenton Speedway. The man who sat on the pole, Bobby Unser, at better than 158 miles an hour, has the lead. Car number 35, that is Eldon Rasmussen. Running very well here at Trenton this afternoon.
Mark Donahue now seems to have 66 running a little better. There is car number 16, number 5 in the race at this point, Gary Bettenhausen. The leader is Bobby Unser. In second place is Al Unser. And just before the start of the race, my colleague Bill Dornella from our ABC affiliate in Indianapolis, WLWI, spent a few minutes with Joe Leonard and talked to him about the national points chase. Joe admitting nervousness, but he had these comments to make to Bill Dornella just before the race started.
How are you feeling about this race? Are you confident? You think you can wrap up the points championship today?
Well, as you know, Bill, we got a somewhat of a deficit. The Offenhausers are somewhat powerful, and I understand we're leading our class. We're the fastest forward, and we'll just have to play it by ear. 300 miles is a long ways, as you know, and I'm sure I can't run with them right away, but maybe when the field load gets down, we ought to be in good shape.
All right, gentlemen, that's exactly the way Joe Leonard won the California 500. He ran with the pack, and then as they started to peel out of the pack and fall away, suddenly there was Joe sitting in the leading position, and here comes A.J. Foyt. A.J.'s had all kinds of trouble today, but being the battling Texan that he is, here he comes charging through the pack. The Trenton 300. We'll have more for you right after this. But again, let's reflect back for a moment and define for you the point situation for the national championship, which is the big pot of gold. If Joe Leonard can hang on and finish in a position where he totals more than 300 points over Al Unser, after this race is over today, Joe Leonard is going to win one of the two prizes he has sought for 20 years, the national championship car title in United States Auto Club competition. And, of course, this Trenton 300 is sanctioned by the United States Auto Club. Race number 10 on an 11-race schedule for the year. The final race will be in Phoenix, Arizona, October 23rd, and you'll see it right here on ABC's Wide World of Sports. Bobby Unser now has moved past Lloyd Ruby, lapping him. Coming up on ABC's Wide World of Sports today, the reigning world champion figure skaters in performance from Lyon, France. Jim McKay will cover that for you. All right, here's the fight for third place. Car number 42, Swede Savage. Mark Donahue, number 66. Gary Bettenhausen, 16. There is Joe Leonard, the man who has 2,550 points and leads Al Unser by 350 points for the national championship. The battle for third now has Swede Savage, Mark Donahue, and Gary Bettenhausen all running right in a row. Bettenhausen is the one who looks like he is charging right now, as Mario Andretti in car number 5 has worked his way up through the field to join the front runners. Everybody is still running in the same lap. Mario seventh right now, working on Billy Vukovic, who is sitting in number 6 spot. Car number 32, the yellow car. And Bettenhausen in car number 16 passes Mark Donahue and takes over fourth place. So Gary Bettenhausen with a piece of nervy driving on the home straight off turn 4, went to the outside, slid his way through the traffic, and took fourth place from Mark Donahue. Let's have another look at it. You'll see Bettenhausen in the blue car, number 16. Work his way from the outside, come across. Donahue's on the right side of your screen. Bettenhausen to the left there in the middle. And Gary grabs at that point in the race, fourth place. So, the field right now. Bobby Unser, car number 2, has the lead. Al Unser is second. Swede Savage is third. Gary Bettenhausen, 4. Mark Donahue, 5. Mario Andretti now is in fifth place. Billy Vukovic is sixth, and Joe Leonard, car number 15, is running eighth right now. Monday night on ABC, 9 Eastern Time from the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. The New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. Big ball game, Eastern Division National Football Conference. We'll have more from the Trenton Speedway right after we take this timeout.
in the Trenton 300. And Bobby Unser now holds a half a lap lead over Al. In third place is Swede Savage in car 42. Number 16, Gary Bautenhausen, is hanging on to fourth. And here goes Mario Andretti in car number 5, making a run at and getting by Mark Donahue off the dogleg in turn number 3. So Mario Andretti now, working his way through the field, has taken over fifth position. Bobby Unser leads, Al Unser is second, and Bobby Unser has just lapped Joe Leonard. Swede Savage is third, Gary Bettenhausen is 4, and Mario Andretti 5, Joe Leonard is running in 8th place. We'll be back for the finish of the Trenton 300. Right now, let's join Jim McKay and Dick Button in Lyon, France, for the World Figure Skating Champions in Performance. All right, Jim, thank you very much. And we pick up our coverage of the Trenton 300 under a yellow flag caused when Tom Sneva lost a wheel on his car, spun off the track. The track has been swept, debris all cleared. We're standing by now for the green from starter Shim Malone as the pace car driven by Indy veteran Paul Russo has pulled off the track. Bobby Unser continues to lead. He has a lap on the field. Al Unser is in second place. Swede Savage is third. Mario Andretti running fourth. Billy Vukovic is fifth. And Joe Leonard has now moved up into the sixth position. The weather continues quite cool and cloudy here at the Trenton Speedway. The race delayed 1 week by rain, and we got a lot of water and mud in the infield, but the field today has been very fast. The leader, Bobby Unser, has been averaging well over 140 miles an hour. He started on the pole, and he has been there all the way, running like he is on a groove. Oh, we got something. Car number 35, Eldon Rasmussen, losing it, spinning. Getting out of the traffic, going deep into the infield. He almost wiped out that photographer, but otherwise no contact was made. The green stays out, and the race continues with Bobby Unser building the lead. And while they're trying to get Eldon Rasmussen back into the race, if possible, during the yellow flag, we had a lot of pit stops and a lot of action down there. Let's bring in Bill Donella for the story.
Keith, Al Unser had to stop for a second time during this yellow flag running. The reason was, when he'd made his first pit stop, he'd had to come back in when the refueling equipment refused to close the tanks. As he went out, he was still pouring fuel onto the track. He was black flagged, came back in, got his tanks topped off, this time went out again, but by now was well over a lap behind his brother Bobby. He'd gone into the pits the first time, leading after Bobby had pitted earlier. Back to you, Keith.
Thank you, Bill. Bobby Unser has closed in behind his brother Al, and he may very likely have a run at him. He has a lap on him, and that brought on primarily because of that trouble in the pits. Gary Bettenhausen had a long pit stop in car number 16. He dropped well off the pace. So far, the show today has belonged to Bobby. There's Al in car 1, and Bobby in car number 2 running right behind him as they come off turn number 2. Bobby's starting his move. He's inside. Can he get him as he moves to the top groove? And does. Lap his brother Al coming off the dogleg into turn number 3, and that gives Bobby Unser a 2-lap lead off the field, and we'll have more right after this. We're well past the halfway point of the Trenton 300. The weather is threatening some at this particular moment, but we do have the legal race, and the leader is Bobby Unser in Dan Gurney's Eagle car number 2, and he has been flying all day. Started on the pole, jumped into the lead on the first turn, and he's been out there all by himself. Uh-oh, here comes car number 1, Al Unser, coasting toward the pits. Al Unser, battling with Joe Leonard for the National Points Championship, is rolling into the pits, and I don't think he has any power. Oh, boy, this could be a great moment for Joe Leonard. Bill Donella is down there. Bill, what's going on?
Keith, George Bignotti and the crew have been expecting Al to come in for some time. He'd been telling them on the one-way radio that his car was heating up. They didn't know why. He's pulled in now. He's got the car turned off. They're looking it over, trying to see if there's any way of salvaging a finish out of this race. But now, it doesn't look like there is any way. Back to you, Keith.
All right, Bill, thank you. Joe Leonard has got to be aware of it. He has come by the pits. He has surely seen car number 1 sitting in the pits. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Joe jump out of his and go running around the track, because as of this moment, he can park his car. With Al Unser having gone out of the race and only 300 total points remaining from the Phoenix event, there is no way anybody can catch the man driving car number 15. And Joe Leonard, as of this moment, has realized one of the two lifelong dreams: to win the National USAC Championship. One other thing that he wants
is the Indy 500, but he's got one of them in his pocket right now. However, the leader of the race is Bobby Unser. Remember, there's some $90,000 in prize money to be split up, and the man who owns that car, Dan Gurney, right there walking around carrying a radio. Every once in a while, he is communicating, or rather, Bobby is communicating with him. And it's proven to be quite an innovation and quite helpful throughout this racing season. Al Unser and George McNulty started it last year and paid off for them then. And several people now have been adapting this equipment for use in automobile racing. But the big story as of this moment, as we look at Mario Andretti lose power. Mario Andretti, who had worked himself into a challenging position. Actually, he was up running for third place. And he suddenly loses power and comes coasting down in front of the grandstand. Mario, who has been running in bad luck the last couple of years, now he's got it going again. So Mario's got to stay in it. But he did lose considerable distance at that point to Swede Savage and to Billy Vukovic, the two fellas who've been battling him. And, of course, with Al Unser dropping out of it, Mario was very much in it. If anything should happen to the leader, Bobby Unser. So he got it going again, and he's hard at it once more. The leader is Bobby Unser. He has two laps on the field. Al Unser is out, and Joe Leonard has won the 1971 National USAC Championship, and we've got a car on the wall coming off turn number four. It's Swede Savage. Believe it or not, it's Swede Savage, number 42, on the wall coming off turn four. Swede trying to climb out of his car. There's a wheel out in the middle of the racetrack. Immediately, the caution light and the yellow flag is out. Swede Savage climbing out of his car, getting over the wall, so apparently he is all right. We'll continue our coverage of the Trenton 300 right after this. The Trenton 300 continues under the yellow flag. Swede Savage, having hit the wall, coming off turn four. A.J. Foyt back in the pits. He's been in and out of the pits all day long. The leader of the race is Bobby Unser. Started on the pole, grabbed the lead off the first turn, has a two-lap lead on the entire field, and he has been running as well as an automobile can run. This man, Joe Leonard, driving car number 15, has a lock on the USAC National Points Championship, one of his lifelong dreams. And on the back straight under the yellow, car number 35, Eldon Rasmussen, has hit the wall, and he is out of the race. Rasmussen hitting the wall. What about Joe Leonard? He said just a few days ago, there are two things in his life that he really wants: to win the USAC National Championship and to win the Indy 500. Let's go back to 1968, a moment of heartbreak for him at Indy. Here's Jim McKay with Roger Ward to recall it for us.
The yellow flag is still out at Indianapolis. The leader, Leonard, second place, Unser, then Gurney, Holm, Kenyon, and Pollard. And the big question now is, when the green comes out, will there be time enough left for Unser to make up the difference? Looks like it'll be about 6 or 7 seconds.
Yes, it looks as though it'll be at least that much. And, of course, whether or not he can make that up in the 7 or 8 or 10 laps that'll be left is very difficult to know at this time.
There's the green flag. It's out. The race is underway again. There goes the turbine.
And Joe Leonard is slowing down for some reason.
The turbine is stopping. This is absolutely unbelievable. A year ago, we saw almost exactly the same thing when Farnelli Jones, driving the very first turbine to appear in this race, stopped with, well, less laps than this to go. But it's the same thing all over again. Leonard has just stopped. Do you have any idea what could have happened, Roger?
I have absolutely no idea whatsoever. If he didn't run out of fuel, I just can't possibly imagine what could have happened. Perhaps another transmission failure.
Joe Leonard walking past Victory Lane, where he would have been in a very few minutes had the car not broken down. A quick glance to what might have been.
All right, Jim McKay and Roger Ward recalling 1968, Joe Leonard. But he is a man with a character to persevere. And today he won one of the big prizes in championship car racing. A.J. Foyt, a man who has had the big prize a number of times back in the pits. And he's really hot. Look at him wave and yell. And he's had trouble all day having put an old engine in his car. And he has been in and out of that pits. And each time it takes his temper to go a little shorter. He goes dragging out of the pits this time to get back on the racetrack and stay in the competition. Here's another fellow who doesn't know the word quit. And the remains of Eldon Rasmussen's car being taken off the track. We'll be back for the finish of the Trenton 300. Right now, let's rejoin Jim McKay and Dick Button and Leo France. Note, as we recalled a moment ago, Joe Leonard's misfortune in 1968 in Indianapolis, it was Bobby Unser that won that race. So these two men were very much in it in 1968 at Indy and very much in it today. And we've got an accident right in front of the grandstand. Car number 20, Steve Krissoloff, really smacked the wall. Steve moving around, so apparently he's all right. But boy, did he bust the wall. Coming off turn four, he got very close to the wall. He couldn't get away from it and finally lost it. And he slid right along the wall, locked on it for the better part of the home straight. But he really looked shaken, and he's got to be, because he just literally came unglued sliding along that wall, and down he goes. Well, let's hope young Steve is not hurt. The young man from Parsippany, New Jersey, one of the bright coming young stars in USAC Championship Car Racing. Of course, this means the race is going to finish under the caution flag and the caution light. And that, of course, amplifies the good fortune of Bobby Unser here at Trenton today. Take a second look at Steve Krissoloff's bad luck. Sliding the car because of centrifugal force, locked on the wall, and as the speed lessened, it slid away from the wall, reaching the banking of going into the first turn, slid down inside, and fortunately, the bulk of the traffic was well back of him, and nobody else was involved in it. So Shim Malone, the starter, has the white flag in his hand. The yellow flag will continue to fly until this race is over. Joe Leonard, in winning the National Points Championship, is going to pocket right at $60,000 when they get through totaling all the figures. Of course, really, in a sense, I don't think the money means that much at this point to Joe Leonard, because he's been battling. There's the white flag for the last lap. He's been battling for so many years to win the top prizes in championship car racing, and today he won one. Bobby Unser, of course, a man who has tasted the heady wine of a major automobile race. Joe Leonard winning his first big race in the California 500 earlier this year. The point totals, as you see, Joe Leonard 29.70 through this race with one race to go. 300 points are available in Phoenix. And second place in the point stand is going to be worth right at $30,000. Al Unser, Billy Vukovich, and A.J. Foyt all have a shot at that money, 30 grand, plus the prize money that's available in Phoenix. So it's worth running hard for, and you can bet they'll be after it. And you'll see it right here on ABC's Wide World of Sports on October 23rd with Phoenix and Tucson areas blacked out. Paul Russo with a pace car, the Indy veteran, had some great racing in the old Novi. Remember them? He leads the field for the checkered flag, and Bobby Unser has won the Trenton 300. And we'll be back for the interview with Joe Leonard in just a moment. The winner of the Trenton 300, Bobby Unser, coasts toward the winner's circle. Incidentally, Steve Krissoloff, involved in that last-second accident, is all right. But the wig winner today, Joe Leonard of San Jose, California. A happy man, and here is Bill Donella to talk to him.
Joe, congratulations on the championship.
Well, I just can't say enough for our Johnny Lightning Samsonite team. As you know, we were endowed with very bad luck earlier. Have you seen the work we went through? And can't say enough for George Bignotti, Charlie Tabucchi, John Caples, my friend here, Jim Cook, our PR man. Where's Val Malafitz? Falco, you didn't want to come. He didn't even want to come.
I bet he's glad he did now.
And he says, I left California for this weather this morning, and of course we all did, and it's certainly a pleasure to be here, and I hope I can be a true champion.
And who will doubt but what he will? Meantime, the winner of the race, Bobby Unser, enjoying the spoils of victory. At our boy, Bob. 13 cars finished. Bobby Unser first, Mario Andretti second, Joe Leonard third, Billy Vukovich fourth, A.J. Foyt remarkably fifth, Mark Donahue finished sixth. Incidentally, Mario Andretti, very much part of the racing news this week, it was announced that he will not return next year with the Andy Granatelli racing team. They have split amicably, but they have split. Now this is Keith Jackson along with Bill Donella saying so long from the Trenton Speedway in New Jersey. Returning
there, you see it on your screen, and I...